This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome to the VSiN Weekend Morning Line on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Keep it rolling here on a Saturday morning. Tim Murray live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas. Thanks to Warren Sharp joining us last hour, and just got a couple of tweets rolling in. He gave out a promo code just for today. If you go to his website, sharpfootballanalysis.com, use the promo code VSIN, V-S-I-N. You can get his 2026 football preview for free. Look, I am a full believer that you have to have as many previews as possible. We had our buddy Brett Cianci on, Pick Six Previews. We're big fans of that. We're also big fans of, obviously, of what we do and how hard we've worked on our guides. So our college football and NFL betting guides, both available for $9.99 if you had a VSiN introductory offer. So a lot of offers going out to you for not a whole lot of money right now. But appreciate Warren jumping on the show and giving us some insight, as well as giving us a nice little gift here on a Saturday morning. Coming up in less than 15 minutes, we're going to check in with Jeff Phelps up there in Cleveland. His expectations of what to see from Deshaun Watson today, as well as what we get from Shedeur Sanders as the preseason continues today, as we get seven games in today's action. Taking a look at the board right now. Board's starting to light up a little bit, and Cleveland up to a 3.5-point favorite. So all those threes have been scooped up for Cleveland. We started the show, it was at 3. Now it's up to 3.5. So you're starting to see money come in on the Cleveland Browns, and we will get the latest from behind the counter, by the way, coming up in 30 minutes with Thomas Gable from the Borgata in Atlantic City. So right now, market sits Cleveland minus 3.5. Minnesota minus 1.5 against New York. No real movement in that game. And Buffalo up to a 3.5-point favorite as they open up Highmark Stadium, the new Highmark Stadium. Not a ton of movement there in that contest either, but Buffalo getting a little bit of movement there out to a 3.5-point favorite. Those are the three early games in totality for seven games today. Also wanted to update you real quickly, and I'm sure Matt Brown will talk extensively about the St. Jude Championship down in Memphis in the 61 that Scottie Scheffler put in yesterday. He opened today around minus 205 as a favorite, and he is down to minus 194. So still the odds-on favorite. His round will begin at 145 today down there in Memphis, Tennessee. And Victor Hovland is your second shot, sitting there at 8 under par at plus 960. So that round is underway, but we won't see the leaders for a couple more hours at the FedEx St. Jude Championship. But man, Scottie Scheffler, how about the start yesterday? 5 straight birdies to start his round. Just unbelievable to see from Scottie Scheffler. And I forget who it was earlier in the week on the show that talked about, hey man, we played a clip of Jim Nance. And Jim Nance essentially said, at some point, Scottie's going to win one of these tournaments down the stretch here, because of, you know, he's getting sick and tired of being in second. So we have that going for us. Best bets, we'll recap them for you, but one of the best bets, just keep an eye on the weather. But Mike Palm did come in here talking a little baseball, and he likes the under in the Cubs game today at Wrigley Field, with the expectation of it to be a little wet at Wrigley Field. We'll recap all of Mike Palm's best bets coming up in later on in the show. But 2 weeks from today, we're going to be getting you ready for 8 college football games. Week 0 is nearing. And just a reminder, Matt Eumanns and I will be headed out to Honolulu like we did last year. This year, obviously, Hawaii will be at Stanford, but that's not going to stop us. Our friends at Rainbow Authentic said, come on out. Let's do a little preview action. So we're going to do VSiN Primetime live from Hawaii. Also, we're going to do the VSiN College Football Week 0 betting podcast live from Hawaii as well. But 8 games in Week 0. And when you look at that slate, is there any team that can win the national championship? No, I don't believe so. Maybe you believe USC has the possibility of doing so. But we have no SEC teams in action in Week 0. And the question that I would like to pose to you, and we could talk about it right now, is the SEC. I was talking to Jimmy Ott earlier this week down in Baton Rouge. And I think we came to an agreement on this. You know, he's an LSU guy. The depth of the SEC is better than the depth of the Big Ten. But the top dogs in the Big Ten, proven, are better right now than the top dogs in the SEC. Last three national champions, Michigan, Ohio State, and then last year, Indiana. So we look at this prop that was put up over at the South Point. Chris Andrews putting it up, and love to see always creative different ways to bet on futures. And he's done this in recent years. I think it was 2 years ago, he had Georgia and Ohio State versus the field. And Ohio State, while it didn't look pretty getting there, did get there as the national champion. Looked pretty in the playoffs, but not in the regular season. I don't remember off the top of my head what his prop was last year, but the prop this year is, I think, a pretty good one. The SEC to win the championship is plus 210. The Big Ten to win the championship, plus 150. The field, plus 250. So I am of the belief that the top seven teams coming into this year are the only teams that can win the championship. That said, if I were to look at this bet a little bit deeper, who has teams outside of that top seven that I legitimately think, from a talent standpoint, that can win the national championship? So the Big Ten would be the one that jumps out to me initially, and they are the betting favorite for a reason, because in that top seven that we've discussed, I believe they've got three of the best teams in the country: Ohio State, Oregon, and Indiana. The SEC has two: Texas and Georgia. The field has two: Notre Dame and Miami. Most people, from a power rating standpoint, have Miami the lowest of those seven, including Matt Newman's and the VSiN College Football Betting Guide. He's got Miami at seven. The odds also have Miami at seven. So would you rather bet Notre Dame just at their price or have Notre Dame along with Miami? I do think the field bet, to me, is one that you don't play. I'd rather have Notre Dame and Miami. I think those are the only two teams in the field that can win the title. I do not believe Texas Tech can win the national championship. While I am very bullish on Texas Tech winning the Big 12, that price at even money is still out there. I made that bet. I would make that bet right now, Texas Tech to win the Big 12. I do not think they can win the title. So if you pull the odds board up one more time, the field has Notre Dame, Miami, and Texas Tech, if you're watching with us. That's it. The other two options obviously have much more. So with the SEC at plus 210, you get Texas, you get Georgia, you get LSU, A&M, Alabama, Ole Miss, Oklahoma. Do you believe any of those teams can do it? Brett Ciancia, who we had on the show earlier today, bullish on Oklahoma. That defense, how much better can the offense be this year with a healthy John Mateer? The talent that is on the roster at LSU via the portal. Paul Stone believes LSU is a playoff team. Bet them at plus 160. And then you look at the Big Ten. Plus 150. You get Ohio State, you get Oregon. Stop. Some people believe those are the top two power-rated teams in college football. Brett Ciancia earlier in the show, he's got Oregon number one coming into the year. And then you get Indiana. And once again, I like to poke fun at Kirk Cignetti, but all the dude does is win. So I would throw out the field option. If you think Notre Dame is going to win, bet Notre Dame. If you think Notre Dame and Miami, bet both of them. I don't think there's any other option outside of that that can win the title. But what about Texas? What about Georgia? It's more intriguing. You get more bang for your buck, if you will. I think you have more teams who legitimately, from a talent standpoint, they can make a run, but is the top-end talent there? And when you think about Texas, where do you have them? Matt Eumanns has them at number five. Seems a little bit low. Here's his explanation.
I think you have to. You got to have questions about Sark, and you have to have questions about Arch. Sark has really been a poor play caller at critical moments in big games over the last few years. And Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning have not exactly delivered all the time in those clutch moments. Now, you're going to hear a lot about how much better Arch was in the second half of the season last year than he was in the first month, and that is true. But also, Texas faced weaker defenses in the second half of last season. I think Arch Manning's maturity will be on display. He's going to look like a much more confident quarterback. The thing that bothered me the most about Arch last season, just poor footwork, sloppy mechanics, throwing sidearm, throwing off his back foot. And I did not expect to see those type of mechanical issues from Manning. But you bring in Cam Coleman, Auburn transfer, stud receiver. How about Hollywood Smothers, NC State running back? Plenty of talent on offense. Defense should be really good with Will Muschamp back as a defensive coordinator, even though this defense is really solid the last couple of years. I don't think you needed to change the DC. But Will Muschamp's one of those guys who runs up and down the sideline, gets fired up, and the fans love him. The thing about Texas is I want to see Arch do it against Ohio State, right? I want to see Arch do this against some of the better defenses early in the season. Tim, my questions, I think, are legitimate. The Longhorns needed Houdiniacs to beat Kentucky and Mississippi State last season and easily could have lost those two games. So I still got some questions about this team.
Matt Eumann's top 10 power ratings heading into the year. He said his top seven is a three-point difference between 1 through 7. But he's got Notre Dame, Oregon, Georgia, Ohio State, 1, 2, 3, 4. He said the difference there is 2 points. Texas at 5, Indiana 6, Miami at 7. We got Deshaun Watson, Shador Sanders, a quarterback battle in Cleveland. Who's got the edge? We'll find out next.
You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. VSiN Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with VSiN Pro.
You're tuned in to the VSiN Weekend Morning Line.
Preseason football back in our lives. We had three games last night. We had a handful on Thursday night, four games on Thursday night, seven games today. And with preseason football being back, it's time to book your trip to come out to Vegas. Winner's Circle Proxy is VSiN's preferred proxy service. After your required in-person registration, they handle your weekly submissions so you can make your picks from anywhere. One trip to Vegas, play all season long. Schedule your appointment now, winnerscircleproxy.com. So, 2 weeks away from the start of the college football season, preseason is here, and before we know it, the NFL will be in our lives again. We're going to go behind the counter with Thomas Gable of the Borgata in Atlantic City. He's going to join us in 15 minutes. Unfortunately, we were two ships passing in the night last week. I would have loved to get Thomas in studio here. He was in town for all of the festivities with Bet Bash and the Hall of Fame as well. I know he jumped on with Super Dave and Jensen Lewis there in the morning as well. But Thomas back on the program today, and we'll get his thoughts on some of the preseason action that we are seeing. And also, once again, 8-2 for underdogs and 8-2 to the under so far in the preseason. We did see a favorite last night take care of business. That was the Broncos dominating the Atlanta Falcons. They were up 24-0 at the half. Evan Abrams, by the way, pointed out that Sean Payton now on a 12-0 run, ATS, in the first half, dating back to 2020 in the preseason. So a nugget to kind of put in the old cap there. We've seen market movement today on the Cleveland and Chicago game, the Cleveland Browns in a quarterback competition. Deshaun Watson is going to get the start. Shador Sanders, we expect to see him early on in the second half. So we'll get to this movement here in just a moment because line moves have not been an indicator to winning. Now, You could say it's a small sample size. Usually in the preseason, you see the steam moving. You can chase it and tends to be profitable. Has not been the case yet so far this preseason. But let's hear from Todd Monken, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, on his quarterback situation and what to expect this preseason from a playing time standpoint.
We're going to see both of them. I mean, one's going to start this week and one's going to start next week, right? And we're going to play about a similar. I'd like to see a quarterback play a half and get a 2 minute. We're going to do everything we can to try and get a 2 minute, right? Simulate that for the half, and we're going to try to do the exact same thing the next week.
Why one for Chicago and the other for Chicago? I mean, which one?
You have to pick. I got to pick somebody. Yeah. So I have my reasons. I have my reasons of how it's going to go, and it's not – I mean, it's still a competition. We're still excited to watch guys practice today, let alone, you know, on Saturday and then next week against Buffalo. And we'll get a chance to see them both. And then every week we'll assess it. It'll be a little bit more difficult with the player that doesn't play as much this week or the other quarterbacks, right? We'll be able to assess, you know, in terms of the quarterback that started, how he played, and when the other guys came in and played. And then the opposite will be on next week against Buffalo.
So we know that we won't get Caleb Williams today for the Chicago Bears. But has this number gone too far? Is it a situation like what we saw on Thursday night with the Green Bay Packers closing as 3-point favorites against the Pittsburgh Steelers because we were hurt, we were told, and it was right, that Jordan Love was going to play with the starters. Well, what happened? Jordan Love and the starters go down. They kick a field goal. By the way, biggest takeaway for me in that game, the Green Bay Packers have a kicker. Trey Smack was phenomenal. I don't take too much away from the preseason. We talked about it. Try not to overreact too much to what we see, especially from these rookies. But Trey Smack looks like the Green Bay Packers have found a kicker, and they have really needed one after last year's debacle. But I digress. The reason I bring that game up is the movement we saw in favor of the Green Bay Packers. Hey, the starters are going to play. But how long? So you look at this game here. Tyson Badgett is expected to play at least the first half, I believe is what we've been told, for the Chicago Bears. Look, I like what we've seen from Badgett. Athletic dude. He's had a couple of opportunities from a starting standpoint. So I think this number probably has gone a little bit too far. I'm not involved yet, but I would actually look a little bit at Chicago here in this spot, now catching 3.5. And you could also do what you had the opportunity to do on Thursday night with Green Bay and Pittsburgh, which was you could have live bet the game. Green Bay goes down the field, kicks the field goal. I believe the live line moved to 5.5, so a little juicier on the money line. So there are going to be opportunities, especially for live betting too, in these games. But my initial inclination was Cleveland, but based off what we've seen so far in this preseason with the dogs covering, with the unders coming home. By the way, you look at the board right now, Giants, Minnesota, total 41.5. Chicago, Cleveland, total 40.5. And the rest of the game sitting there in the 30s today. Speaking of a game starting in just a little bit, 1 o'clock Eastern, we will see Buffalo taking on Carolina. By the way, Warren Sharp, last hour, likes Carolina to go under their season win total, likes unders on Bryce Young season props as well. We will see some Bryce Young today. We will also see some Josh Allen and starters for the Buffalo Bills. Joe Brady, another first-time head coach. What is he expecting to see from the Bills today at Highmark Stadium?
I don't think any like 1 year is the same, and there's a lot of the factors that go into it, right? Sometimes there's, you know, there's injuries that play in, you know, there's bodies, but I think we get an opportunity to go into the stadium, and I want the guys, hey, how do we respond from the red blue practice, you know, us going through it and getting that pregame routine and going out there. And look, I want to see guys get hits. I want to see guys tackle. I want to see the finishing of the play and the how and all of this. So there's so many variables with it. We obviously have a new everything, right? And so it's our first opportunity for us to come together and you show an example of what the Buffalo Bills, you know, are about. And so I think that that's important.
Joe Brady there, first-time head coach. You know, we talked about this a bunch over the past week. First-time head coaches, what to expect from them in the preseason. You got Todd Monken there. Todd Monken, I would imagine, a guy who has been longing for the opportunity to be a head coach. The expectation in Cleveland is not a lot of wins. So do you look at them to take care of business today? Once again, I would actually lean a little bit more towards the Bears catching the points. Bills, that number has moved up to 3.5 now for them this afternoon as they take on the Carolina Panthers. So 3.5 total sitting at 38.5. Mum's the word on the Giants as Minnesota is expected to play both Kyler Murray and J.J. McCarthy. But John Harbaugh not really saying one way or the other. I believe it's a game time decision to see if Jackson Dart will start. We'll find out, I imagine, here in a little bit who's going to be the starting quarterback for the Giants, and maybe a report comes out. But Giants and Vikings coming up. You know, the NFC East is pretty intriguing. It is every year, right? It's a division with high-profile teams. You know, we joke how many primetime games the Giants have gotten over the years. Giants coming off of their tough season a year ago. They get John Harbaugh in there. You got Washington coming off of their injury-riddled year. Dallas and then Philadelphia, the first back-to-back division champ since 2004. Now, I look at this Dallas team, made a bunch of moves to try to shore up the defense this offseason, most notably taking two defensive players in the first round and Caleb Downs, who we hope to see today for the Dallas Cowboys on the road at Seattle. But you've got just a whole bunch of new pieces there on that defense. They traded for Rashawn Gary. Of course, last year they brought in Quinnen Williams via a trade. Kenny Clark they got from the Micah Parsons deal. And also from the Micah Parsons deal, they had a first-round pick, which they utilized to take Malachi Lawrence. So there's a lot of new pieces on this defense as they're trying to makeshift it. And then you look at the offense, with George Pickens and C.D. Lamb, they go out in the offseason, they add a nice depth piece in MVS, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. The offensive line, yes, you lose Zach Martin, but still should be a very strong offensive line. And Dak Prescott, I mean, once again, we've talked to Warren Sharp about this. You know, do what you will with those tier votings, but there seems to be a lot of belief in Dak Prescott. So, yeah, for me today, if I had to pick a winner and bet on it, I'd take the plus money north of $2 on the Dallas Cowboys to win the NFC East, which I'm sure at some point I'll be beating my head against the wall thinking, why did I bet on the Dallas Cowboys to win this division? Well, speaking of the NFL, 7 preseason games today. How are those games being bet? How's the action been so far? And looking ahead to week 0, is everybody in unison here that we're going to lay the chalk with TCU? The contrarian play could be North Carolina. We go behind the counter next.
VSiN Weekend Morning Line.
Yes, indeed, it is the VSiN Weekend Morning Line. I tell you what, this week's episode of Hard Knocks is going to be interesting. Just in, Devin Witherspoon has agreed to a 4-year, $132 million extension, over $101 million guaranteed for Devin Witherspoon. And the Seahawks also signed Terrion Arnold this week. So Tuesday's Hard Knocks episode should be an interesting one. And they also play in the preseason today against the Dallas Cowboys. How is that game being bet? How are the other 6 preseason games being bet? Well, fortunately for us, we can get the answer right now.
Where are the lines changing? And where's the money going? Let's go behind the counter.
Our good friend who was out here in Las Vegas last week, Thomas Gable, joins us courtesy of our Progressive guest line, race and sportsbook director there at the Borgata in lovely Atlantic City. Thomas, overall, we've seen the dogs barking, unders hitting through the first 10 preseason games, 8-2 for the dogs ATS, 8-2 to the under. Usually that is music to the ears of sportsbook directors. Is it music to your ears through 10 games of this preseason?
I'm not complaining. I'll say that. I'm not complaining. Now, Tim, the caveat, though, I mean, the preseason, you're not booking nearly as much handle. The limits are a lot lower, obviously. The lines are a lot more volatile. So you're making bigger line moves based on information, based on bets that come in. So while it's been good. It's not going to be like this windfall that you would expect maybe during the regular season if that were to happen. So, preseason's gotten off to a good start for us, and obviously we've got seven more games today here, and obviously some teams of local interest with the Eagles going tonight and the Giants here getting underway in about an hour and a half against the Vikings. So, and then the defending Super Bowl champions as well going tonight against the Cowboys. I'll tell you, it's a little odd that you find the defending Super Bowl champions kind of – they almost appear to be like an afterthought in their own division this year with, yeah, with the Rams, and, you know, how high people are on the Rams, and, you know, with ever since they got Myles Garrett. And then obviously you still have the Aaron Donald situation out there. Is he going to come out of retirement and rejoin the Rams? So you've kind of seen separation there in that division in terms of the future odds to win the NFC West. Rams now odds on -105, Seattle +210. And, you know, that wasn't always the case. When we put up like Super Bowl odds, right after last year's Super Bowl, those two teams were priced very closely, and now Rams are sitting 5-1, Seattle's 11-1 currently. But Seattle, while they've obviously lost their offensive coordinator and Clint Kubiak and the Super Bowl MVP and Kenneth Walker, they still have very talented receiver in JSN, Sam Darnold, who quieted a lot of critics last year. Probably the only way that he was ever going to be able to quiet his critics was, yeah, by winning a championship. And, you know, I mean, the guy, listen, he's still going to turn the ball over. That's just Sam Darnold. You have to have concerns about that. And the fact that he has a new OC may not necessarily be wonderful news for him. But the bottom line is Seattle still has an elite defense. And that is one of the main reasons they were able to do what they did last season. This defense is still one of the best in the NFL.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, the breaking news just a little while ago, Devin Witherspoon, a mega deal, highest paid cornerback in NFL history now, according to Adam Schefter, $101 million guaranteed. Thomas Gable joining us, courtesy of our Progressive guest line, going behind the counter. I get asked this a lot when I do hits this time of year, is betting the preseason. Who bets the preseason? And I got asked the other day, and I didn't know the answer. Do you like booking the preseason as an odds maker? How is this process for you? Do you find enjoyment in it, Thomas?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously look to protect ourselves as much as we can with the lower limits. And again, you are going to move numbers more aggressively. This is a lot of information based markets here with the preseason. When you get news out of beat reporters or even coach interviews and press conferences, if you can get ahead of some of these line moves, and, you know, we've seen games in this first week. I mean, there are some games that moved 7 points from the opener. Now, today's games, you know, you've seen some movements in numbers. And some have stayed relatively close to the opener. The Eagles, Ravens, we opened 2.5. Eagles are sitting 3.5. The Chiefs, same thing. Chiefs open 1.5. They're sitting 2.5 right now. But again, when you get with some of these others here, like Jags and Saints, Jags, we opened 1.5 point favorites. Saints are now sitting 2.5. And again, we took sharp money there on Saints +1.5 on the opening number there. If there are certainly guys who are very much paying attention to this, and this is almost like their bread and butter. They try to make as much money as they can during the preseason, and they're very, very good at it. And you have to pay attention to when they bet, you know, whether they're coming out and betting your opening numbers, or even if it's they're getting the news maybe before you do and you can react to it. So there are certainly people who do very, very well in the preseason. This isn't necessarily a time, I think the general public just kind of thinks, well, it's the games don't mean anything. Who's really betting this stuff? That's and maybe for the masses that is the case, but there are certainly individuals out there who can hurt you when it comes to these games. So again, you know, our side of the counter, we do try to protect ourselves as much as possible. But you know, I think people are just excited that football is back, and you know, they will look to get involved a little bit. Maybe not as much as when the regular season starts, but there are certainly football diehards out there that. Not necessarily sharp stuff that they're betting, but they're just looking to get involved.
Well, you mentioned some local flavor. You guys, where you are from a proximity standpoint, you're not too far from New York, so Jets and Giants, and then not too far from Philadelphia. So Philly gets Baltimore today. Not expected to see really anybody in this game of note. No Jalen Hurts, no Saquon Barkley, no Lamar Jackson, no Derrick Henry. How has this game been bet? And then secondly, how have the folks been betting Philadelphia from a season standpoint at your shop?
Yeah, well, Eagles fans will get their favorite Tanner McKee. They, for some reason, Eagles fans absolutely love McKee, so they get to see a lot of him today. Interestingly enough, we have a little bit more money on the Ravens right now in this one, getting a 3.5 there. But in terms of the Eagles futures, even in the division, you know, the Giants, obviously being in the same division, they will attract a lot of money as well in where we sit. So we have quite a bit of liability on the Giants, not winning the NFC East, but also the Super Bowl. But, you know, don't put too much stock in that. We also have a lot of money on the Jets to win the Super Bowl as well. So, I mean, the Cowboys have not been ignored in the NFC East futures. Philly is the favorite, plus 120. But again, you have another season here. Jalen Hurts with another new offensive coordinator. The guy's been through it before many, many times. And, you know, obviously without A.J. Brown, I don't know if that was addition by subtraction. We shall certainly see. I think the defense is still going to be very, very good for Philadelphia, but at least in terms of the division for the NFC East right now, Eagles are a good result for us. Not as great as the Commanders, but liability right now on Cowboys and Giants with us.
Thomas, we got about a minute before we run. UNC TCU, I asked you off air how this game was being bet. You said you hadn't seen a ton of action on that one, but UNC's win total has been getting hit, and I would imagine it has been hit to the under.
It has. It has. It has not been an off season, as you know, of note for UNC, or at least one that they probably want to forget, and they just want to get to the football. So I'm not surprised that we've seen that with all the news that has been coming out of Chapel Hill. But yeah, certainly the under 4.5 has been a popular play here on the season win markets for college.
Thomas, always appreciate the insight. Enjoy some preseason action today, and before we know it, the real thing will be happening. Week 0, 2 weeks away. The NFL less than a month away. Always appreciate your insight.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
There he is. Thomas Gable, Racing Sportsbook Director at the Borgata, giving us the latest from behind the counter. Always great to hear from Thomas. We'll recap some of the best bets that have been handed out here on the program. I've got a Week 0 best bet that we will dish out as well and take a look at the betting board. What's moved since we came on the air. It is the VSiN Weekend Morning Line, starting your Saturday the right way. 7 preseason games today. Nice baseball card with Jacob Mizorowski on the road as a favorite against the Dodgers.
Tuned in to the VSiN Weekend Morning Line.
Yes, indeed, it is the VSiN Weekend Morning Line. And hey, just a reminder, so many great offers out there, and we'll get to the other great offer, but we've got an amazing one right now at VSiN.com. Our VSiN College Football Betting Guide. Yes, I'm a bit biased, but it's spectacular. 345 pages, and you can get it right now for just $9.99 with our VSiN intro offer. In addition to that intro offer, you also get access to our VSiN NFL betting guide. We're going to have a refresher coming out in a couple of weeks. Also get all of our best bets, betting splits, get a month of it. So right into the start of the NFL season. So vsin.com/subscribe, intro offer $9.99, and it gets you access to our college football and NFL betting guides. All right, let's hit a couple of baseball best bets courtesy of Mike Palm, who was with us earlier in the show. And he likes the under today at Wrigley Field. Keep an eye on the weather. Hopefully this game does get played, but he did talk about with Boyd on the hill for the Cubs, with the weather being a little crummy there in Chicago. He likes under 9 at Wrigley Field. He also likes the first 5 under in Detroit this afternoon. Detroit and the White Sox. You got Melton, who's been spectacular for the Detroit Tigers. You can get 4.5 juiced to the under there. So he likes first 5 under. A couple other bets that he likes. He's going to go back to the well on a Yerfie in Minnesota. Last week, he talked about it on the show against Milwaukee, and it hit on Saturday and Sunday. I believe he said 11 of the last 12 games Minnesota has given up a run in the first inning. In that Field of Dreams game on Thursday, gave up a leadoff homer to Kyle Schwarber. So, yes, run first inning, a bet for Mike Palm. And then lastly, he was in on Logan Webb over his out prop. I saw 19.5 at DraftKings. So he likes Logan Webb to go a little bit deeper into the game today for San Francisco. San Francisco taking on the Colorado Rockies, around a $1.60 favorite or so there. So Colorado, San Francisco, Logan Webb over. Those were the plays for Mike Palm. Get to today's preseason action and the line movement we've seen so far, but did want to dish out my best bet for a game 2 weeks from now. Talked about it on the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast, which new episode out now. We recapped all of our season win total bets. Matt Eumanns handed out a couple of plays as well. But week 0 around the corner, I know a lot of people are craving for some action. And I do have a under in week 0, and that would be Stanford and Hawaii. You've seen the market go up. Brad Powers was on the show last week, said if he had to make a play, Stanford -4 was the play for him. That number is now 5.5, even a 6 out there. But I do think this is a bit of a grinder of a game, and I think that's where we're going to get a lot from Stanford this year. Year 1 of Tavita Pritchard at his alma mater, place he was the backup quarterback for Andrew Luck. And, you know, last year went out to Honolulu to watch this game, and Stanford looked like the more superior team on the lines, and I think they will be again. It's a little bit of revenge. I think this number is getting a little too inflated, so no interest for me on the side there as of now, but I do like under 49.5. Gave that out earlier this week on VSiN Primetime, so still out there now. I think it's a lower scoring game week 0, 2 weeks from now. And I will say this, we had Brett Cianci on the show. We tweeted out his favorite win total, or one of his favorite win totals. He likes over 7.5 for Tennessee, and I tend to agree with that. JVT, I think, is bullish on Tennessee as well. JVT wrote up the SEC for the VSiN College Football Betting Guide, but he does like, going back to Brett, he does like North Carolina, or excuse me, TCU, I beg your pardon, in week 0. I don't know. Be careful about that one. It does. It seems a little bit too obvious. It really feels like all the action you're going to read about and hear about is going to be laying it with TCU. And I get it. Last year, they went down to Chapel Hill and smoked the Tar Heels, 45-14. Everything this offseason, what can go wrong, has gone wrong for the Tar Heels. Win total under 4.5. Best bet by Brad Powers last week here on this show. Be careful about that one. We'll dive into that game more extensively next week, but it does feel like that is going to be a very popular side laying 7.5 there with TCU in week 0. But as for today, we've got 7 preseason games in store for us, and I don't have anything. I was contemplating the Cowboys, and here's why. We know we won't get Dak in this game, but we do have a quarterback competition for the number two spot. And I, like I said with the Pittsburgh Steelers earlier this week, I like the fact that they have a true competition for the number two spot. It's Mason Rudolph. It's Will Howard. It is Drew Aller, who played well. So the Dallas Cowboys, a slight interest there for the late night game there, catching three right now at Circa, 2.5 elsewhere. Not a lot of movement there, but I do have a little bit of interest in Dallas. Let's hear from Brian Schottenheimer on how much we'll see from the two first-round picks, Malachi Lawrence and Caleb Downs, as well as that quarterback battle for number two.
We're still working through the rotations, who's going to play. I think at some point they'll both play a little bit of football. But we're working through that now and, get through today's practice and have a few more, meetings to finalize it. But I would expect you'll probably see both of them play a little bit.
How would you assess where you are with your backup quarterbacks? I'm assuming you want to get that settled at some point this summer.
Yeah, I think it's been a very highly competitive contest. I think, Joe's, talent and ability to throw the football and athleticism jumps off the practice field when you see it. I think Sam's doing a great job of moving the team. But at the end of the day, the preseason games, they're going to play really the entire preseason. And that's where the bulk of the evaluation will be. But I would say it's a very good back and forth.
So you got Sam Howell and Joe Milton as the backups in Dallas. No Dak tonight, no Sam Darnold, no JSN, CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens. Not a lot of the stars in this game tonight, but we will see, we are hoping to see Caleb Downs, Malachi Lawrence as well. Seattle also has a bit of a battle there for the backup quarterback position with Drew Lock and Jalen Milroe. So no official play, but I would lean a little bit more towards Dallas. Three available here at Circa. We got three games coming up. And Matt Brown will take you through these games coming up top of the hour. Kickoff right around 1 o'clock Eastern. You got Buffalo taking on Carolina. Right now, Buffalo laying 3.5 in that one. The Giants against Minnesota. Don't really know what we're going to see from the Giants. John Harbaugh was very coy when it came to who would play in this game. We are expecting to see Kyler Murray and J.J. McCarthy in this game. What do we get from J.J. McCarthy? Do we get a scorched earth performance? Is he capable of a scorched earth performance? So Minnesota kind of interesting there, laying 1.5. And honestly, the most intriguing game of the day, I do believe, is Cleveland at Chicago. We played the clip for you. Todd Monken expecting to play Deshaun Watson the entire first half. Really wants to see him in a two-minute drill type of situation. Then Shedeur Sanders will take over. Shedeur is expected to start game number two. I think this number's gone a little too far, in my opinion. Now sitting there at 3.5 at most spots. DraftKings is back down to 3 in favor of Cleveland, but I can only play Chicago here. The steam has obviously not been favorable. If you're a steam chaser, you're not being too successful so far. 8-2 for the underdogs. 8-2 to the under so far in this preseason. So 7 games. Can't get here soon enough. By the way, thanks to Warren Sharp for joining us on the program. And in case you missed it, over at sharpfootballanalysis.com, if you use the promo code VSIN, V-S-I-N, you get his 600-page NFL guide for free today. Not the hard copy like I have right here, but you do get the PDF for free. So pretty cool of Warren to give that out to us. Just for today, though, VSIN, V-S-I-N, if you want a free copy of his NFL guide for this upcoming year. And he gave out a couple of best bets. He likes the Carolina Panthers to go under their total. He's high on C.J. Stroud. He's buying low on C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans. And he also likes the Miami Dolphins to have the fewest wins this year in the NFL, around plus 350, plus 375. All right, that's going to do it for our show. Man, it feels good. We are getting closer and closer to the start of the football season. But we've got great baseball in store for you. Ready, Set, Bet coming up with Matt Brown, top of the hour. So a lot of good information coming your way. Also, Scotty Scheffler will tee it off during Ready, Set, Bet as well after he shot a 61 yesterday. And right now, Scotty Scheffler is your odds-on favorite at minus 192 at DraftKings to win the FedEx St. Jude Championship down in Memphis. Thanks to our guests today, Brett Ciancia of Pick Six Previews, Warren Sharp, Mike Palm, and Thomas Gable. Thanks to PJ and our entire production team behind the scenes here at VSiN. Much appreciated as always. I'm Tim Murray. I'll be back with you on Monday night for VSiN Prime Time. But up next, a full day of football, golf, baseball. Ready, Set, Bet with Matt Brown has got you covered right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.